This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Welcome back. Now, let's pick up where we left off.
We're Luna.
And this is Gayotic.
Our podcast about absolutely nothing and yet everything, hosted by us homosexuals.
We all share one brain cell.
Oh my God.
I'm Josette.
I'm Katie.
I'm Naomi.
The three of us have been in a band together for years. We've been friends for a decade, and we've been gay since the beginning of time.
Oh, yes.
Somewhere in Germany.
I think we're going somewhere in Germany. Let me wait.
We are literally arriving at customs.
We're arriving at customs. This could be a non-usable episode, the worst episode, or the best.
What country are we trying to get into?
The suckisode.
This is called the suckisode, a series of sucks. We're entering Germany?
Yeah, that's where we're going.
We're entering Germany.
No.
No,
we're
heading
there. Going to Sweden.
We're entering France?
Oh,
bonjour.
Oh, bonjour.
We're entering France, and then we're going to Germany, and then we're taking a ferry to Sweden.
Wait, but I thought, no.
What?
France, no. This is
the way. Are we traveling over 2 days to Sweden?
Yes. So right, that's why we have a day off.
Penelope's talking
behind the camera.
We're going to go to France, and then we're going to nap and have a good time. Yes.
We're taking so
Calais, I think, or Dunkirk.
Whoa, what Dunkirk?
I think it's
well,
one
that's
of those two.
That's how so
that's
due
really
to
interesting.
England, we've been there before.
Yeah, but it's a history lesson. You know it, girl.
Tell them the history.
You know it, girl. They went there.
Harry Styles movie.
Yeah, dude. Harry.
They went there, and guess who was there?
This is what happened in World War II. Harry Styles was in France.
That's.
And all of these British people were trying to get Harry Styles. You know what? I should not be making light of Dunkirk. It was the battle that changed the war for the Brits.
But why? Tell me.
Why?
Against all odds, they were able to turn it around.
Yeah.
It was not going good for them.
And it was all the British people.
I kind of don't want to be touched right now.
I know. I touched you. Now I feel regret.
It's okay. So for context, not for context of World War II, but for context of me, it is what, like 5 p.m.
We're in crash
British
zone.
Time.
We're crash zone.
And this is the day after we flew to the UK. And I did get in my bunk for about an hour. And now I am up and I'm cranky.
If it makes everyone, if this gives anyone a better idea of what's going on, I can currently feel my heartbeat in my hands.
If that isn't jet lag.
So that's where I'm at.
Okay, then how about this? Sorry, Dunkirk. Even though I hope we get to land in you, my father would be so proud. Should we each go through what jet lag feels like for you?
Or like jet lag stories.
Yeah.
We can do jet lag stories.
So
jet
this
lag
is our
tales.
First. Well, this is
huge.
This is our first time on a bus in the UK, which is very exciting.
This is huge
for a few
reasons. The best
thing that ever happened to us.
Yeah. And it's going to allow us to record the podcast when we are on tour.
Yeah.
In the UK.
That is the other thing that was huge, is that this is the first on tour episode. We've been refusing to record on tour because normally we're so tired. Thank you, Penelope's clapping. We'll put clap
on.
Thank
you, Penelope. Fucking hard we're working. It's like we play a show. Normally, you're on the bus. You're retreating, and you're building yourself back up from nothing.
Not us. I have to break the not. There's no fourth wall, but we're all like
there's no
slowly
walls.
Slumping over while we're talking.
Gonna end up in a pile taking a nap. How late do I have to make it tonight before I'm allowed to go to bed?
Oh, baby, we're making it at least till 9.
Yeah, you have another okay.
9 or 10. No, wait, you have to make it later.
Why?
So this is the issue.
You have another 3 hours.
This is the issue.
Least.
This has happened to us. I'm talking to the camera, the audience. The issue is
at Joe's audio.
The issue is Naomi, that we're going to customs right now, and 20 minutes outside of customs, we got to stop recording this podcast, and we got to get off this bus.
Oh.
And we got to go on a ferry.
Yeah.
So you have to stay up. But this is my plan. For when we're on the ferry, apparently there's a bar and like games and shit. I want to get Sarab and Ivan toasted.
Hammered.
I want those are some beautiful men that work for us and who aren't going to sue us for getting
any
drunk.
Reason.
Any reason at all.
I do feel like ever since we like stopped drinking, we have a problematic attachment to getting other people drunk.
Yeah, it's absolutely fun. What do I have?
Other than...
But to delight in the hammeredness of others.
I don't have anything.
You
chocolate?
Always say that. Yeah, I don't know.
My dog? Chocolate, my dog?
You know what I have?
Cookie?
Yeah, cookie. You can always have cookie.
When you say what do you have, you mean like what vices?
What is there to, what is there to live for? What's fun?
TV. TikTok.
I have not been on TikTok, baby.
Oh, okay.
I have no Instagram,
like,
no TikTok.
I'm mad off TV. I don't know what's going on.
You're going through a phase.
Yeah, you're going through a little phase.
You're actually going through almost an explosive learning phase, yeah. And I'm proud of you.
Well, I was reading at the beginning of
what book were you just reading?
Well, yeah, the Zizek now, but I was but before
oh, the
that,
Zizek now, the
but
Zizek
I was
before.
Reading I was reading, Harry Dodge before,
yeah.
Which I loved
still,
and then before that I was reading my existentialism
still
and my capitalism book.
Then what the fuck are you saying?
I'm going to school, y'all.
Yeah, Naomi wants to be a professor. Which is a fantastic
I want to be a professor after
goal.
I purchase a $2.5 million home. I'm putting that out there.
You know what I really just want?
What?
I just don't want to have to feel stressed.
Oh, well, everybody wants to not feel stressed. Good
yeah.
luck with that.
No, but I'm saying, like, I don't really know what I want.
You see my little socky hole?
Yeah, everybody's going to be, everyone's going to be freaky about our feet. What's wrong with everybody, guys?
I feel like I get it to a stage in my life, like at once every couple of years, where it's like all of a sudden all my socks have holes in them.
I bought some new socks.
You have to go get new socks always. I went to Uniqlo and got new socks.
You know what's?
Going to Uniqlo for socks?
I'm absolutely going to Uniqlo for socks. Thank you.
Like you.
Shout
Are
out
you
to
saying
Uniqlo.
Uniqlo?
Yeah, Uniqlo.
I thought you said Uniqlo.
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 I like
Uniqlo.
Unique New York.
Uniqlo.
Uniqlo's.
Uniqlo.
Because Uniqlo is giving unique.
This is the ad to today's episode. Uniqlo's. We'll go to Uniqlo's.
No,
do you
Uniqlo.
Get it? Wait, no, yes. You need clothes. Go to the unique clothes store.
Uniqlo. Go to the unique clothes store, Uniqlo.
Don't be saying no. That was a fantastic ad.
You were saying go to Uniqlo's.
No.
But that's not what it's called.
Clothes. Yeah, because I'm doing a different version. My God.
Okay, what about this?
Uniqlo.
I would say Uniqlo.
Uniqlo. Uniqlo. Uniqlo. Uniqlo is a good.
Don't get upset. Go to Uniqlo for
unique clothes.
This is a funny, you know, the funny thing that I'm thinking about.
What
is that? Anybody listens to this?
They do listen to it, freaks.
Oh my God. Okay, so yesterday we were walking around London.
No, yeah,
London, and like twice, people were like.
I think they know.
I love your podcast.
Love your podcast.
And the other day, I was saying. I've told these two already, but the fans don't know that someone approached me at a coffee shop, a fan of yours specifically, said that I love your podcast to me.
You know what someone said to me the other day? They said,
I know you're going to say something like,
Katie's hair is so long and beautiful.
Josette
what is
loves
she
my
do?
Long hair.
This, long.
She looks like a
this
girl.
This is what Josette keeps saying is that I look like a girl now.
She
I'm
like
what
a
did
girl.
You think I looked
I'm
like
sexist.
Before?
I'm sexist. Like a monster.
Anyone with hair at shoulder length or above,
monster.
I mean, look at me. I'm a monster.
Cute little monster.
those are
Yeah, I got tape in extensions. You guys want to hear about it?
Yeah.
Not like in length, but short.
I want to hear about it in short.
I bet the girls want to hear about it.
Yes, yeah. tell the girls.
Well, I got some hate from your girlfriend before I did it.
What'd she do?
She said, don't do it because it's bad for your hair.
It is bad for your hair.
Yeah, well.
Penelope's making a face to indicate that it is bad for your hair.
Penelope knows everything about hair. Penelope knows.
Yeah,
and
oh
Penelope,
my God, wait.
Penelope won't be outwardly sassy, but Penelope will make the look of fear and shame.
Do you want to just come on for a little bit and talk about my hair trials? Okay, then I'll wait.
Wait,
to talk
do
about
I
my
yell
hair
for Frankie, or
is
she just gonna come?
Oh, tell her to come whenever.
She says, "I tell her I want her to storm in when she feels the power."
So tell your story.
I don't think people are gonna do that.
God. People are gonna do that. Okay, this is the announcement. We're on a bus, and we invited our. We're having a bus-a-thon, meaning we're on the bus a long time, and we're having Frankie or TM as our first guest on the bus-a-thon.
Bus-a-thon. Yeah. Clink the link to donate.
Josette's been telling people, oh, just storm right in and join the pod.
Dude, okay, we're having a podcast-a-thon. I don't know if this was captured before.
Podcast-a-thon.
But our first guest on the podcast-a-thon is Frankie, our TM, our Lord and Savior, Mama Milken. Who is everything to me. And also, let me tell you, number two, this is to you, even though I'm your friend still, is that I do think people will storm in when they're not so sleepy. Gio and Ivan are gluttons for love.
Josette is responding to the fact that I said that our original request was for just the people that we're touring with to just come on in whenever, but I don't think people are going to do that.
Gio and Ivan will do that when they're not so sleepy.
I don't think the directive is out there at the moment.
No, it was because everyone was sleepy.
They don't know what's going on. And Ivan is busy wearing a high viz, presenting all of our gear to the border right now, claiming that we will be leaving with it and that we're not selling it in Europe.
We're crossing the border into
France.
Dunkirk.
Huh? I don't know about that, but we're. But we are preparing to get on a ferry to then end up in France to then continue driving.
I like the way you say ferry. Let's talk about New Jersey.
Yeah, Ivan's been on my ass about it for the past couple hours. You've been around. Ferry and Ivan
who?
Barry. And okay. I get married.
I'm going to be honest. That is one of the most elite accents you can have.
I love it.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
I love it. I really do.
I like the Jersey Shore TV show.
comments.
Contrary to popular belief, I too love that TV show.
Kelly made me watch some of it, and I thought, you know what, this is interesting.
Almost none of them are from New Jersey, though.
No, of course
what?
Not.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you be a Guido? How do you be a Guido when that's not the case?
A lot of them are from New York, and they just vacation to New Jersey, and that's what we call a Benny.
How are you doing today? How's your jet lag feeling?
Diarrhea.
Have you fallen asleep yet today?
My jet lag's actually fine. It might just be like Chaotica.
Ooh.
And I'm living in Chaotica.
Yeah.
Is that a Lady Gaga feeling?
It's a bit of a reference, but it's a Frankie T. Van original.
It
I'd
is.
Like to
yeah,
say.
That's a Frankie word.
Chaotica.
Okay.
But Frankie is a little monster.
We're on the Chaotica on Gaotic.
Okay. I have some. I have questions.
She came prepared. It's actually
she
grilling.
Pulls out a notebook.
The funny thing is, Joe turned to me before us and said, I'm going to need you to take this one. And then Joe gripped it by the
horns.
That's
funny because I literally said the same thing to Josette.
I
was like, I'm cranky. I don't want to do this.
I had a tummy ache. I feel better, though. We stopped moving.
I gave you a Dramamine.
No, that's why she gave me a Dramamine.
Cheater.
I'm feeling
why
a little crazy.
Why is the border like just like a huge truck parking lot?
This isn't the border. This is where we
like
present
customs.
Our gear.
It's like we've been to Canada.
Yeah.
So do you think there's any trucks in the here that have
bad stuff,
illegal things in them?
Yeah,
trying to cross the border.
What about the bus we're on right this minute?
Right this minute. I didn't take anything bad, did you?
I got three illegally hot people on my bus.
Okay, speaking of hot people, so what's the moment you fell in love with us?
actually, during my
wait.
Am I supposed
to
answer?
Yes, no, you are. But you also have to tell the story of that you quit and then you got rehired.
Oh, okay. My God. Yay.
You got rehired.
Our love story.
You didn't get rehired.
We sulked.
We said, please don't quit.
Wait.
We cried until you came back.
Then answer both questions. Answer both. Okay.
Okay. First answer to your first question about falling in love. I'm pretty sure happened. I know I'm trying to not feel creepy about this. Before we ever met.
That's not creepy.
I was definitely a fan. I was a heavy Muna listener before
Hell
I got
yeah.
hired.
Hell
so
yeah.
I don't know what you think about that.
Wow,
I actually tell
besties.
People I'm just a weird groupie that snuck in.
It worked.
That is crazy to me that you listen to us because I feel like your taste in music is so much more alternative.
We are emo, Kitty.
Yeah, I do a little bit of everything. I'm a little monster, but yeah. I also like
little
to
monster.
Have screamo music playing and
yeah.
feel deeply
Hell
about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so I had a bit of a mental breakdown and a bit of an imposter syndrome happened to me when I got hired for Muna.
How did you get hired?
Because of Nick.
Nick Monaco, our audio engineer, was my roommate and longtime college friend. And he said, hey, Muna's... And I had also gotten free tickets to Muna a few times from him.
That's
what and he said, hey, they're looking for a new tour manager and I think you'd be a really good fit. And mm-hmm. I said, that's so nice of you. Sure, let's fucking go. And then I interviewed with you, which is originally
when
I was
going to
say
interview?
I fell in love.
Yeah, that was, good, that was a
we
good
showed
Zoom.
We showed each other our dogs.
Did I turn on my camera?
Eventually, yes.
That's actually a big
That's
move.
A big sign.
You didn't actually. Yeah, I don't think you had it on. But then we were talking about dogs.
Yeah,
and then
I never
I think
turn
you turned
on my,
it on to lift Roxy into the frame.
Yeah, I usually never turn it on unless it turns out to be
I think
okay.
Sparky might have been in there too. Was he alive?
Yeah, that would make sense.
Because I remember end. More than just like it that was because multiple yeah. of us showed our dogs. I lifted Moose up into the camera and then I was like, I like them. And then we talked yeah. about our signs. It was like, it was honestly a
well,
date.
Well, I need to know that. I need to know that information. Deeply.
We need to know sign information.
Deeply.
Well, I will say that Frankie is a rare sad.
You actually are maybe the rarest member of this team other than Nick.
Wait, yeah. why?
Fire What's sign. Rare? Well, Nick's and Aries.
We're all like earth water, and a little bit of air.
Oh. Oh, you just don't
is
got
Sag
that.
Sag air?
Yeah. No,
no,
Sag
fire.
Is flames, and so
oh,
is Aries.
Think about my dad, dude.
But Sarb is Aries, too. So there's Sarb? Two Aries. It makes okay. sense.
Sarb he's got flamme. He's
yeah,
he's got flamme.
Yeah,
it's just different. It's a different kind of fire.
Yeah, I usually don't, but for you, I do.
Astrology water. Is, like, really not intuitive for me. Like,
Can you not feel it? You know what I mean?
You can't.
I, that's
Katie, you
what
can't
I,
feel
that's
it.
That's what intuitive means.
fuck you, bitch.
Sorry, I'm actually leaning into being too little
I,
too mean.
I think
I
it's
just,
one of those
if
things
I was gonna guess, I would say Sagittarius would be water. But I don't know. There's something about it that seems very watery.
No, I think you learn the lore, and then
through gay other gay people,
through other through being around, you metabolize it through being around other gay people,
yeah.
and then you start. To understand, but I will say it's like Scorpio. That sounds like it should be a fire sign, but it's
no,
a water
sounds
sign.
Like water.
Yeah,
Scorpio.
I'm a water.
I don't know. I go Earth. I'm like they crawl on the ground.
Scorpion should be sting.
Scorpio sounds like a
fiery. Yeah.
Yeah, but how do you feel about me being water? You normally say I don't like it.
There's a lot of Pisces energy on this fucking bus. I will say
you don't like water signs.
I have so many in my life and I love them
you.
And I know
Flames.
Them and I understand, but it's hard for me to understand how they think.
I think it's because there's like an effusive emotionality
Wait,
that you don't
Pisces,
relate to.
Aren't you Pisces moon though?
Pisces moon. That's why it's okay.
You and me, baby.
But that's what's going on inside that I bury deep down. So when they're on the on the outside, when y'all are watery on the outside, I'm like, I don't understand why they're being like that in public.
I'm constantly talking.
Which I feel like Naomi also gets. I feel like sometimes we look at each other and we're like, we keep that shit locked.
I'm a hardcore earth sign. Like I have problems, but
I'm talking about all my feelings all the time.
But earth signs are also so like grounded. They're like, this is who I am. And if you're not about it, like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. I feel that to a certain extent.
I feel like I'm just, Sagittarius are just running around with their hands up like, what do you guys think now?
I like it.
Some Sagittarius I really like. It really, I feel like I like a lot. Some people who are like, I like a couple people who are Sag risings who are like, hello.
I don't know. Oh.
See, I fucking knew
that this
it would
man
be him.
Would be coming in here.
Okay, well, time is up.
No, you have to
I came in.
No.
Don't yell at me.
We're going to share
a moment. Get on your knees. There's the camera.
And
no.
I came here to tell you that it's going to be another 30 minutes.
Stop it. You're such a liar.
And hello, everyone. This is where Frankie's job comes in. I did say that I can't predict how long this is going to take.
I'm just relaying the information because our friend told me.
I thought you were worried about your bowel movements.
What bowel movements?
Well, he did tell me earlier. That's a huge part of my job.
So we're keeping that in.
Well,
geo poops.
So wait, let's talk about poop.
We're keeping that in. And this is called the pot-a-thon.
This is the bus-a-thon.
Bus-a-thon.
Okay.
It's called the pot-a-thon.
People like this.
People like it. I've never heard of this show
before. Wait.
People are going
everybody
to be able to.
You want to know something gay about
what's
George?
The show called? It's wait, and it's called.
Yeah, wait. Guess
oh, I'm at
who?
Work
guess
too.
Who listens to this
I've
show?
Never, I didn't even know you guys are doing this. And what's this one called? This
he,
one's called.
Seriously, he's in love
straight
with
up
the podcast.
With,
he
with
listens
Muna.
To the podcast, yep. And him and Ivan listen to the podcast when they feel lonely because they miss.
I
us.
Never said that. I've never
yeah,
listened.
Here's what. Yeah.
Never listen to the podcast.
Listen, that's so funny.
I
because you want to get to know us better, yeah, so you obsessed. Can know how to impress us.
I really, I don't feel like I know.
Seriously, Gio, I have to seriously. I need okay. you to stop. I'm gay. Naomi's gay.
Sure.
Katie's straight these days.
Cool. Interesting.
Now, let's get into that.
Katie's
not
straight, guys.
Katie's a homosexual. Actually, yeah. Katie's pansexual.
Wait. What did cool. we say the other day? I'm.
Gay
you're straight for pussy. No, you're gay for dick. No, you're straight for pussy. You're straight for pussy.
Pussy. Hey, do you guys say pussy out loud?
I
do.
I don't say it a whole lot. I don't think.
Wait, what?
I don't say tits. I hate saying tits.
I gotta
tits.
Be honest. When you guys yeah, have okay. sex, I don't say pussy.
I'll say it every once in a while.
What do you say? Ooh, my pussy. Oh,
I say, ooh, my pussy.
Ooh, my pussy.
All that's right, a, anyway, give the microphone back to Frank so she can say why she quit her job with us.
Quit?
Remember that time I quit?
Wait, was this a year ago or was it more?
Well, Frankie,
when is our anniversary?
She emailed us and she said, ooh, my pussy.
She said, ooh, my pussy. Actually, wait, shout out to Douglas, who, there's a guy in the UK.
Douglas Greenwood.
He's a writer in the UK who, when we sent them this number one fan, like first single on Saves the World, his response email was just, my pussy.
Which is so cool. Anyway. Yeah,
that's good. Awesome.
Okay, ADD.
My story's like not funny anymore compared to that.
This?
Yeah, so I emailed the band Muna and said, oh, my pussy. And then... I quit.
Dude, we were in the UK. You weren't there, but we were in the UK.
We were at a train stop.
And Naomi and I were together, and we were like, oh, my God.
About my pussy?
No. Well, yeah, I guess your pussy. When you quit.
When you quit.
Your pussy when you quit. We got the email.
Okay, so to give you all actual backstory, what happened was mm-hmm. I got hired. I had a lot of imposter syndrome. And I said, the band Muna needs someone really good, and I don't think I'm really good, and I'm feeling like I don't know anybody, and maybe they all just hate me. Doing a tour, not knowing anybody, not knowing how to read anybody's tone or what yeah. they needed, and then it not being enjoyable for anybody, like, I thought it was my fault. Like, I was also working on a really hard Louis Vuitton event at the same time.
Brag.
So I was like at work. I know, brag, didn't get a bag. I was working there.
Run
and
us
then,
some
like,
bags.
At night. When it was daytime for you guys being like, oh my God, there's something wrong with the hotel. Oh, I know what it was. The first thing you got there, the hotel didn't have like enough, like they had the wrong beds in the room. It was just all the normal stuff, but to not be there.
One of the most
and now you know, yeah, and now you can imagine that right. that's Josette
now,
being like, we need
now,
to get a ruler.
Now, okay, one of the most iconic okay. things Joe yeah. has ever
yeah,
done.
Yeah, this was amazing.
This was in New York.
This was the first week. This was the first week time. In person. Oh. Now, what does this say about me that this is the week I decided I love them? I have to
okay,
stay.
What are you talking about?
This was the most iconic thing
this,
in the world.
Get ready.
What Joe did.
Well, do
so,
I know?
Yeah, you were there.
Oh, you know.
In New York, that's this was after
oh.
Frankie had quit, but she had still agreed to do this trip with us. So she
okay,
came
wait.
On the trip to New York.
This
with
was
us.
When we were okay, let
this
me
This is when Katie was having a mental breakdown.
Yeah, but this is yes
this
Katie
is
was.
My turn.
Katie was yep. anxious. But
again, insane that
this
I
was
said
when the three of us were still sharing one.
Wait,
room?
Was it back to back?
This was Electric Lady trip.
So the Europe trip was May.
It was May that you guys went to the UK, and by June, you're right.
Actually,
you guys are right.
Breakdown.
Wow, that's so crazy.
So
mental breakdowns were going around,
and also the three of us,
as they do in May through June.
Yeah, they do. They do. It is. It's a seasonal shift. Everyone should go see the psych wards.
April's my month.
So the three of us were sharing beds at that point still, and the only reason when I don't want to share a bed anymore,
and we don't.
We don't. But I will only share a bed if it is a queen. I'm not sharing a fucking full bed with my best friends.
And the hotel said it is a true queen. And then we got there and then they were like, it's absolutely not a true queen. And so they, you know, Naomi.
And so essentially what happened was Joe was figuring out a way
this.
To measure the bed.
Well, I asked our old day-to-day to bring me a tape measure.
Tape measure.
Because
but
I said,
that,
I want a fucking refund. Oh wait,
I have pictures somewhere of you guys measuring the bed.
Weren't we using the iPhone measuring app and then a sewing measuring tape?
I always take my sewing kit and it has the. I mean, and why not? That works exactly the same.
And so after this, I said, you know what? This is the job for me. And I said, I'll stay.
Wait, no.
You know what I was also saying? You remember me saying to fucking Mariah and Aaliyah, I was like, I'm going to win her over. I'm charming.
Yeah.
I'm going to get her.
And is that what you think happened?
Look at me.
I think what happened was actually, wasn't it?
You look at me
these
too.
Guys? No,
so I think, okay, so. You guys were like
a few times.
I don't think I can do this, but we still had a promo trip in New York to do that was coming up. And I'm going to do that for you guys. And then bow out.
I talked to Heather and I said, I really just feel like there's a better person out there for the job. And she said, okay, well, can you just do this week with us? And then like after that, we'll hire somebody else. And I said, yes. And so to me, I was like, this is the last role. And then I'm going to have to figure out something else. And then it was the first time we were all actually together. And after like the first night even, or like two nights, I like called my mom.
It was peanut butter and jelly,
this
baby.
This was Rajmatan.
Yeah, this was Rajmatan.
Rajmatan.
We can tell Rajmatan. Yeah. It's a great story.
We've probably told Rajmatan.
No, we're not on the pod. Do you want
to
say?
I think Gio needs to tell Rajmatan.
Do you want to tell Rajmatan?
Can I?
I need to go pee.
I don't really.
So, this doesn't count as your time on the pod still too.
That's great because Ivan was like, they want to have us on, and I was like, I don't think I can do it today.
And then you busted in the room and insisted on being on today.
I'm so blank in my brain.
Look at me.
You're
not alone.
Okay, good.
Just
I feel crazy.
Wait,
dude.
Rajmatan, George, tell the story.
Just to clean up the narrative arc that we're working with here. Frankie inevitably did work with us.
Yeah,
everyone, and then we threw Gio a birthday party.
Was that it, or were we celebrating? It was because it was the cookies.
We threw you a birthday party.
I ordered a bunch of.
Yeah, this is really.
I ordered a bunch of insomnia cookies.
Yeah?
So that happened, but earlier on in the New York trip. We were doing a bunch of stuff and then we ordered Thai food, right? It was vegan Thai food. That restaurant?
It was bomb.
It was good.
I don't remember. I remember really ordering good. The cookies and being like, this took
and we
40
were sitting,
minutes.
Oh, yeah, we were sitting in the courtyard all together eating. We were very happy. And then Gio, take it away.
The way that I remember it is that me and my friends were having a good time together.
Friends.
We were.
And I accept. And then there was this stranger. Black hair, short black hair. She wasn't invited.
This man.
And she was
is,
definitely wearing slides with socks.
Can you actually?
But all
I'm
my
serious.
Friends and this one stranger.
This man is obsessed with me. I don't know how many times. Look at me, audience. I'm gay, Gio. I'm gay. Oh my God.
Okay, come on. Get back on topic.
Okay. All right. The way that I remember it in my foggy recollection is that we were sitting in a courtyard. We were all having a good time. We're laughing. We're eating insomnia cookies. And then a man stumbles over, so obviously hammered.
We were walking behind him, too. We walked in behind a stranger.
Then the man.
Oh, y'all were behind him?
Yeah,
I don't know.
We walked in behind him.
I don't know, bro.
I feel like you know better than I do.
Yeah, you can.
Baby
are
Bob.
You going to climb in?
I can't
one
shit,
second.
But you can get Taco Bell? Are you fucking kidding
we're
me?
Even, we're in France, aren't we?
But
okay,
I'm
but
in
just
France.
Look at this.
Ivan is our production manager, and he has to wear this vest.
I'm wearing a Hi-Vis vest because how else would someone know that I'm there and presenting documentation, all 6'4", 320 of me on a good day?
So this is a law when you go into France?
No. Not in France! First of all, I'm loving this.
Wait, you guys, did you need je ne sais quoi file?
This
France?
Is
French?
This isn't gonna be shown in France, right? Cool.
Gonna be air worldwide for but specifically France.
Pacific France. It's for Pacific France.
No,
Pacific
France. That
the
high
vis. Tahiti.
The high vis is actually because I'm walking around in the back truck lot.
We're not going to France. Why did everyone say France?
No one said France.
We are going into France,
who said France
shortly when we get off the ferry.
At the end of the
okay,
ferry,
so that's on me. I actually don't know where we are either.
We are in England. We're going to get on a boat. That boat will take us from the island of
Tortuga
to.
This is where I think we are.
To
and how cool would that be?
Tortuga.
Let me start by saying this show.
chaotic, is sponsored by BetterHelp.
How are you guys doing right now? Speaking of BetterHelp.
Not
in.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, living in the world as we're experiencing it now can often be, you know, at times you'll feel elated and at other times you'll feel very depressed. And I think we oscillate between those two emotions frequently. And Absolutely. It's hard to do that by yourself.
Definitely.
Well, that's why it's so nice to have a therapist that you can talk to help bring you back to what you care about in life, or just talk about, you know, the everyday problems of existence.
Yeah.
You know?
We are very pro therapy as a band.
Hell
and
yeah.
I'm also pro like getting help where you can find it. And what I love about BetterHelp is how accessible it is for people to try. I have a lot of friends where BetterHelp was like the first therapist that they
I was going to mention a friend
found.
Of ours yeah. who had a BetterHelp, who found his therapist through BetterHelp is an individual that travels quite a bit and mm-hmm. needed to be able to do it over the phone. And yeah, it's like starting therapy can be a lot like starting to date and mm-hmm. it makes you feel very nervous and you do have to find the right person. And mm-hmm. BetterHelp can, you know, kind of facilitate that process a little bit.
Definitely. So we encourage all y'all to visit BetterHelp.com/chaotic today and you can get 10% off of your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/chaotic. Go to therapy, y'all. Go,
please.
You're listening to Chaotic. Go to therapy.
Put the podcast down and get help with BetterHelp.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Was it the night before, Valen?
I don't know.
Or was it? Never mind. I think it was after. I think it was after everything. I think it was like our last night.
No, okay. All I know is I still had really bad anxiety.
Our last night we were
so
at the Phoebe show.
So this was in the week
Yeah,
of
that
my...
was my birthday.
Yeah,
was
but that wasn't. Show. This wasn't the same night.
Okay. So this was in the week of my life where I had been prescribed Prozac. I was on it. But it wasn't.
It was not working.
As you know, Prozac takes a couple weeks.
It wasn't working yet.
And we still had to do the promo week in New York. And so I was like, I need something for right now, doctor. And so I was taking like half a pill of Klonopin every night, 0.5 milligrams.
It's nice.
And
nice.
But I was so anxious that like I really, I wasn't feeling like it was nice. It just like made me stop having spasms.
When I take Klonopin, I'm not feeling nice. I'm saying I'm going to sleep.
Yeah, but it was like, I was Klonopin. On Klonopin. So there was like a courtyard in the hotel we were staying at and we were eating out there.
Yes, yeah, romantic.
And I was just like at my wits. I was like, we were doing everything. We were doing a job. I was proud of everybody, getting a lot of help from my new friend, Frankie.
Yeah.
Because
totally.
I wasn't eating food and I was fainting before some shows and stuff like that, or felt like I was going to. But we were all doing a good job. But I was like I was at the end of my rope, let's say. And this man comes up, we're sitting and eating. And this man comes up and he's standing next to me and he's like, hey, guys.
He stumbles up.
Hey yeah, guys, you're great.
Do you guys mind if I hang out with you guys? Like, he's just a drunk.
He's
just
absolute
a drunk
shit.
White guy.
He's absolutely yeah. shit-faced.
At the hotel. I believe the question was, that, like, how do you want to hang out with you guys?
He's like,
want
to hang out. Like,
hey, can I hang out with you guys?
Listen, can I hang out with you guys?
Yeah, exactly. And nothing really wrong with that. I wasn't, like, pissed off. But what I did say was, what?
And look into the
camera.
There
was a little bit more power to it.
Was
yeah,
it? But was
like,
it, said, wait, say
it was. It was like, hey, do you mind if I sit with you guys? What?
who said
yeah,
no?
I was like, just went.
Oh, did you eventually say no?
What?
Yeah.
No,
like,
I literally just said what?
It could have been
yeah,
me,
it was
or
like,
could have been
what?
Nick.
Like just disbelief. And
was it actually me?
I think it was you.
I think
someone
said,
just went. I don't think so,
I said,
man.
I think I said
like we're having a dinner.
I think it was me. I think we said, we're having an intimate hang.
We're doing like a little private thing, and he goes, and that's when he said the infamous phrase.
Razzmatazz.
Razzmatazz.
Canada.
Which he was trying to say rock and roll, I think.
No,
is that what we thought? Rock
he
on.
At us, now, everyone, Rides I need you to listen. I need you to listen. I need you to listen good. What he said when he got the answer from us and he couldn't sit with us was, oh, okay, Rajmatan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then he walked away. And we
did
said,
he do this with his hands?
He kind of, he
that's
did that,
a big clue.
You we know said, what it is? He did like that weird, that like drunk sway. Like when you, when it, it took
good.
Like, it took 10 seconds for him to figure out that we didn't want him there. Okay. And then he, and then it was like, bang. And then he clicked. And then it was like.
And he kind of swayed
honestly,
away.
He was honestly cool about it.
You know, it could have gone, it could have been bad.
And yeah. then we all looked at each other and said, what did this man just say at the end there?
Yeah, which born the Rajmatan Rascals, I believe.
Yeah, we had a group chat Rascals, yeah. called Rajmatan, spelled phonetically.
It is, no, we've changed
so sometimes
group
just
chats
Rajmatan.
So it's yeah. funny because even though he was denied a chance to hang out with us, he did leave a lasting
Fantastic.
Impression
yeah.
on the group.
Right. Yeah,
huge impact.
So that speaking was, of that trip, come yeah, on, Frankie.
I'm going back to bed. So what happens
yeah,
on tour?
Yeah, you can give it to Ivan if
so,
I want to.
Really quick. What happens on tour is that you have to go extended periods of time without shitting. And I'm feeling the weight of that time.
The weight of that time.
I'm feeling the weight of that time.
Okay, just so you know, just so you know that this time that you guys both came in did not count for either of you.
I'm excited to do it.
Ah, get out.
I just have to shit so bad.
Go, get out. We don't want to see you.
Go squeeze them cheeks.
Get out. But
feel free
Frankie,
to ask them.
Continue about how
so
much
So we knew
you know.
That we liked you once we spent the week with you. We were like,
oh
we,
no, it was even
like,
a few days
yeah,
in. We were like, how
we
do
like
we get
this.
Her not to quit?
Yeah, because yeah, we like her so much.
So everybody
we
was...
were at Electric Lady Studios. That was the day where we were riding in the car. You weren't there.
We
it
were
was
like,
us and Heather.
Yeah.
And we were like, Heather, what do? We have to get her not to quit.
Maybe we order bagels and she'll want to stay.
Yeah.
Oh my
that's
God.
That's our tactic.
She's from New Jersey. Maybe she'd want a bagel.
Yeah.
That well, that's funny. Me and Heather did have a conversation that day. So
we know.
She,
yeah. We got oh. you. We went at you from all angles.
Yeah, they really were. But I was already like, shit, I don't know. This ain't so bad. And I kind of like these
Wait,
people.
So you're saying you called your mom and you said something.
Yeah, I called a few people. I called my mom and I was like,
Angie.
I remember I was walking. It was one of the Prospect Park shows.
Okay.
And I was walking to the CVS to buy some stuff for everybody. And I called my mom and I was like, I don't know. I just feel like I've known these people forever. And like, it just feels really natural. Mm-hmm. But like, I feel weird. Like, I kind of already quit. Like, how do I...
Unquit.
Take it back, or should I take it back? Am I doing the wrong thing? And she was just like, well, I don't really know either. You just got to go with your gut. And so then the next one or two days later, we were at
Forest Hills.
Park? No, it was Forest Hills.
Yeah. Wait, no, no, wait, you're skipping part of the story. Didn't Ivan talk to you at some point too?
Yeah,
was.
I kind
was
of had
Forest Hills.
Oh, yeah, okay, sure. So basically, I had a conversation with everybody, yeah. every single person, and was like,
cornered you.
Yeah, yes. Either I asked them or they asked me one way or another. And like, Sarab came to me and was like, you're a really good tour manager. And I was like, really?
Oh, cutie.
And then me and Ivan had a conversation. And I was like, I just want what's best
for
everybody.
Wait.
Yeah.
But yeah, so me and Ivan had a ride in a taxi cab, and he was kind of like trying to lightly be like, you should do whatever you want, but like, I think you should stay. And then, yeah, and Heather was asking me to stay. And then I finally, at the last show in Forest Hills, told Heather and Mariah, like, hey, like, if you are cool with it, I think I would like to stay. And they're like, absolutely. And then I just remember after the show at some point.
You were like, woo.
No, you guys were really, like, not feeling great. Like,
yeah.
You're
we're,
all
we were
not,
all dying.
I came back
it was
and
the
I
end.
Cried.
Yeah, you were all crying.
This was
yeah.
really hard.
And Mariah came and she, like, kind of nudged me and she was like, tell them now, like tell them something good. And so I like walked in and I was like, hey guys, so I just wanted to say, like, if you would be cool with it, like, I would like to stay with the team. And then they just started crying harder.
Yeah.
But it was good.
We
cry
wept.
And we all hugged.
Cute.
And then we celebrated Gio's birthday and
I went you right away
and we were in love. And then I went and wow. told Ivan, and it was Lucy was on stage performing.
Wow.
And when I told him, he spun me around really romantically and sobbed in my arms.
I have another question. What is the weirdest thing that you find about your job, or the weirdest request we've ever had? What's the thing you didn't expect that you'd be doing, or just as weird that you didn't think, like, that's part of being a tour manager? Fine. What's the weirdest thing
something
that makes
me laugh,
from us?
Something that makes me laugh is that even the crew like needs me to tell them like where to go to the bathroom and when. That's something I just thought maybe wouldn't be on my checklist.
Maybe people in their 30s would be able to know that.
And 40s. And I just...
Specifically.
I made a joke one time like, these people someday are going to even ask me when and where they should go to the bathroom. And then someone did recently.
I definitely do.
It finally happened.
I know when to go to the bathroom, but I'll be like, where do I go, Frankie?
Yeah, like I wake up in the morning and I Google coffee shops so that when everyone wakes up, they know where to shit.
They know where to shit. Yeah, but I'm also...
That's something you don't always think about when you're thinking about the job.
No, of course not.
What's a request that the three of us have given you that you never thought you would get? Is it lubing Katie up? Like, is it?
Oh, lubing Katie was funny. That was a funny one.
That was
the
fun.
First time I did it, the first time, mm-hmm. It was a crazy time. It was funny because we were side stage at your first Taylor Swift show.
Oh my God.
And it was the first time you were wearing an outfit that needed to be lubed. And we were just like not ready. And we were side stage. And all of a sudden you pulled out this little bottle of lube and you're like, Frankie, I need you to put this all over my body. And I was like, what? And you're like, the lube, rub it all over my body. And there's like this lovely, like, middle-aged man like working the stage standing there jaw open like what am I watching
and being like also you have one
yeah
minute
like you have
before
1 minute 30 seconds to go on stage and then I like squirted in my hand and then you were like too much and then I was oh my God and then there was a huge pile of lube on the ground and then I was like toweling it up and I was like oh my God we're gonna get sued for like a Taylor Swift tour member like slipping
on the lube. Yeah, it was. Well, because I got
slipped.
It on the bottom.
Nobody
of,
slipped.
But I got it on
up.
The bottom of my shoe, so I was kind of slipping.
Oh yeah,
a little
and
bit.
Then that's... the whole that whole show, my butt was clenched watching you wonder because it was the first time you were on that stage too. So I was like, they're rounding and they're just moving around and
they're
I'm
rounding
so
and jumping,
rounding, jumping.
Scared. It's what? Usually it's the I'm usually squeezing peel. Ass either about you guys tripping or Katie's tit falling.
Yeah. When is the most afraid you've ever been on this job?
Most afraid?
Fear is complex.
Fear is complex. I have to say it's mostly like having to do with Katie nip slipping.
Yeah, wow. You and Ivan are on titty watch.
You know what? You know what would be fine? Katie's titty popping.
I know it would
Katie
be fine.
Katie used to like wear no tops.
I was actually talking about this with Jake the other day, their stylist at my house. He came to drop
you
some
stuff.
You
were like, off. I have a bone to pick with you.
No, he was like, oh, I have these new cuppies for Katie's boobs that you have to test. And I was like, oh, great. We've actually had a lot of conversations about this. And he was like, I don't think Katie would have a problem with her boob coming out. And I was like, absolutely. I just more like want it on her terms. So I feel like I'm always side stage being like, is this okay?
Yeah.
Is this okay?
Well, I have been wearing a lot of shirts recently that are like...
Tetacious.
Wow.
You're such a girl.
But it's like, not corset, but like,
yeah,
you know
like,
what I mean?
There's ties.
Yeah. Stitched up. Or in the middle. It's like a zip. And the zip one that I had in Seattle
zipped
just
down.
Randomly started
kept
zipping down.
Coming down. I was
and it's
on
not
the
even
edge.
Like my boobs are pushing it apart. But the thing is, it's like
you're jumping.
Well,
you're
jumping. They're not much to. I jumping mean, they're just jugs. Little guys. I don't care. You know,
you have you have good.
I
you
love
got
freeing,
nice boobies.
I love
like,
freeing
no
the nip. Fear. Other fear is really just like wanting everybody to like be happy and get along. What? I feel like it's more so. I'm always worried about
like
the social aspect.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that I'm surprised that you can do with such apparent ease is like switch. Hotel rooms. Like, I feel like you switch your roomies more than
she doesn't
most
care.
People.
She's
oh,
the boss.
Like, me personally.
Yeah, like you've
who
had
I'm
the most roommates.
Who I'm sleeping with.
Who you're sleeping with.
Radical.
Love sex. Radical.
Like, oh, yeah. That's totally what I'm doing.
If I was told, like, oh, you're sharing a bedroom with Ivan tonight, it's like Ivan and I know each other very well and we love each other, but I would just
I don't
want
to be there.
I would immediately be so scared of like how am I gonna do this.
Yeah, I wonder. I wonder if it comes from just having so many siblings. I
maybe.
Well,
I just think that,
too.
I think you can separate it, brother. I think like you're the kind of motherfucker who's like
I'm at work. To quote my dad, I'm a don't give a fuck Chuck. Whoa. I don't care.
That's a good episode title.
I'm
don't
Chuck.
Give a fuck
so
Chuck. Yeah.
So, just call me Chuck.
So do you ever just like
it's my dad's name.
If you're
hi, Chuck.
If you're in the hotel room and you like want to stop talking.
Shut the fuck up, bitch.
Do you do?
I'm just like I say, is it okay if I shut the light off? I'm gonna go to bed.
Whoa.
That's what you mean? Hell yeah.
When I shut the light off?
Yeah.
Yes, you Penelope. Good night. I want to go to sleep. But sometimes me and Penelope, because we're in love, we can't help it, and we talk while it's dark.
Yeah, we'll like do that over. Too sometimes.
But no, I don't know. I guess in my old age here, I'm not like.
You don't care.
I can't imagine that I'm insulting anybody by being like, hey, I'm ready to go.
I gotta go.
You guys, when we're rooming together, do you ever say, wish she said to yourself, I'm crashing?
Do you ever wish that you had a dream?
Said to yourself?
Do you ever think, I wish they'd shut the fuck up?
I would just say that.
We normally, yeah, we're so, I feel like it would be like, someone will just stop talking.
Yeah.
I do also feel like, it feels like I've been with you guys for a long time, but it's only been like a year and change.
That's
so
stupid.
It is nice to like get the one-on-one time with each crew member and be like,
yeah totally.
Like in a different way. Like I just roomed with Cole for like the first time in,
Cole's our newest newbie.
In Austin, I think was the first time.
Yeah.
And it was like just cute. And then like when me and-
cuddle?
No.
You guys?
No, we didn't.
When you and Gio room together, you're both wearing like a do-rag.
When me and Gio room together, something insane happened.
You guys are
and
like,
you guys are wearing like silk bonnets.
We ordered nightcaps like with the like Santa hats that have a little ball. I actually sent him a picture getting packing for this tour.
Did you bring it?
We brought it. Yes, baby.
That's so funny.
I sent him a picture of holding it in front of my packed suitcase. And he said, I always keep that thing on me, baby. And that's so we have
of course
funny.
He does.
Wait, what are you going to talk about?
Can we talk about sexuality?
Sure.
Whoa, gay?
Gay-altic. I'm just thinking, like, we can't do that with every person on our
crew. Oh, yeah, we could do it with you,
we can do it with... We have the bisexual. We have that B in the room with us.
So here's all the bi visibility you guys have been at screaming and begging.
Wait.
Okay, so we're gonna quickly just run through these gay questions with you.
Yes, because you're freaking want to have sex with ladies. God,
God,
God.
And then we'll review a review, and then that'll be that for this episode.
Frankie, when you're thinking about sexy stuff, thinking?
So the question is, like, when was the first, do you have a memory of, like...
When was the first time you thought about really sexy stuff?
Oh, I might be attracted to something else.
So I kind of have something a hard time else. Describing this because I don't know how to explain it, but I feel like I always just... was like, if it happens, it happens. Like, it could happen anytime.
It could
like,
go it swing never, to any being.
Yeah, I just never felt like I needed to fully, like, describe it. Uh-huh. But I definitely picked a lot of fights with people about it. Like...
Yeah, you were a gay warrior.
I was, like, really... Yeah.
A really strong ally.
Those are the Day of Silence warriors.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
He was one of those.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I feel like...
that goes so hard. I did not participate in Day of Silence.
Because you're really gay. So you didn't have like someone who was like, I have a crush on this fictional character, or like someone that you were just like more interested in than actually made sense.
Jessica Rabbit, I think, would be my
You love booby
butt.
It's weird. I kind of like both. I think there's like a little bit of like I want to touch it and maybe also have it at the same time.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But then like the first real life person that I had like a
Were they more of a crush?
Yeah, they were more like mask.
Yeah. And so now you're dating a man.
I'm dating a man.
Yeah, but
you've been dating him for
pro Julian.
He's
saying that it's cool if you kiss.
Yeah, he's super supportive.
Kiss my bosses.
He says, please kiss
so
your bosses.
Crazy.
No, he's super supportive.
Did you ask him before we kiss, or did you tell him?
Does he even know?
I don't think so.
I mean,
yeah,
he has
I
to
think
know.
He knew. I think I like. There's I think no... I might have sent it to him, and he was like, "LOL."
Like, nice.
He was like, "Haha, cool." Like, he's so chill.
Okay, cool.
Which is great. I mean, he's always been that way. Like, he knew. So the person I'm referring to that I had like a crush on was someone that actually Julian also knows before we dated.
Wow.
So when we started dating, like I was like, "Well, I kind of like identify as queer, and like I had." Like this weird thing with this person that you know, and he immediately was like,
"But nothing ever happened." Cool.
You guys didn't kiss, right?
No, wanted to.
I want you.
Those are real romantic
I wanted to, but
times.
She was really like,
"I want you to be kissing."
I think she was very
not kissing.
I think she was scared to open the door with someone she wasn't sure what my sexuality was.
Mm-hmm. For sure,
that can be scary.
Yeah,
and we worked together, so it's just like a lot. There was a lot of things going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
you knew when it was going on that it was gay. You knew enough.
Oh,
to
yeah,
say,
yeah. I mean, it was absolutely gay. We went to like a lesbian bar in Long Beach together.
Whoa. And you didn't. It was me. And you was, didn't kiss? You guys like,
no, it was
you
me.
Guys, like,
it was
dance?
Me, her, another friend of ours who's gay, and then another friend of ours who's straight. Mm. And they were like in the corner basically being like, why aren't they kissing? Mm. And I was
what
in
were
the
you
other
doing?
Corner
what
saying,
were you doing?
Why aren't we kissing?
But what were you doing? Just sitting close?
We were just like laughing and dancing and like we were having a great time. And we were like really silly together.
Why you're not kissing?
Aww.
Yeah.
It's cute.
It was fun. Yeah. No. Great person.
Rock on.
It's yeah. still, you know what? Having those experiences can still be really romantic.
It was.
Oh,
it's
oh, yeah.
Okay, there's nothing better than a crush.
I had incredibly romantic experiences as a young adult with people I did not hook up with.
Yeah, it's so fun
yeah.
to fantasize.
In some ways,
in
those
way.
Are the most romantic.
Really sweet and really wholesome.
So normally at the end of their podcast,
we make people do the Kinsey scale of how gay they are.
Should I just pick the first one I see? Like, there's another one called Muna Turning Me Into a Lesbian.
Let's hear it.
I wrote it.
I wonder. I've been a fan of Muna since 2021, so hearing that a new season of Gayotic was coming out just as I was graduating college was super exciting. These episodes have been getting me through my post-graduation crisis and living at home. Ironically, a conversation they had in the episode with Hanif Abdurraqib, their first straight guest, about separating attraction to men from wanting male attention is making me question my sexuality. The conservatives were right. That Muna is turning everyone gay, and I love it. 10 out of 10 podcast.
Honestly, fuck.
Glad to absolutely. Have been a part of that. I do think it's helpful. I think the lesbian master doc is helpful for people. And if
I know it helped Kehlani.
Yeah, and if
did
you
it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. They've talked about it.
Maybe Frankie should do it.
If you haven't...
Well, next episode, we're doing the lesbian master doc with Frankie.
I don't know what it is.
It's a Google Doc, basically, that like compiles
helps you figure
kind
out
of
if
like
you
feminist theory, queer theory, and also just like a very approachable kind of rhetoric that describes like, hey,
Frankie's face.
Hey, you Whoa. Might not think you're a lesbian, but did you ever, for example... mainly have crushes on boys that your friends had crushes on or like it's like stuff like that and then it goes a little more into theory. I'm doing a bad job of explaining, but you all know what it is.
I'm just thinking about all the things that could be on it that I'm like checking I would check
box.
I'm like, not once my friends like, but they were really effeminate.
You like a lot of gay guys.
It's also,
I love gay guys.
It's also like, did you like men. Like ideas, like certain archetypes that certain guys would fulfill, like
I want to look at it, but I mean, I'm a little past the point, I guess now. Yes. Anyway, we love you so much. We're glad that
love
you
and I'm gay.
Didn't quit on us.
Okay, you ready?
Me too.
Love you guys.
Love you guys. Sorry for this podcast
for
episode.
And
thank
I
you
love
to
you,
for Frankie.
Katie.
I love you so much. Give baby a kiss after the podcast. I love you, Josette. Rock and roll.
rock and roll forever.
Rock and roll. 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3, 4. Love you, Josette.
Love you guys. Love you, Frankie. Thanks for hopping on. We'll have you back on probably tomorrow when we record this again. And the pod-a-thon is going to be going for 30 days and 30 nights. So be sure to tune in, like and subscribe, and please click the link to donate. And I love you, Naomi.
And I love you guys so much. Thanks for having me on here and giving everybody a taste of what goes on in the back lounge every day. And
you have to say you love yourself.
Oh, I love you, Frankie. Oh, okay. That's anyway. Nice.
Frankie. Yeah. So haha.
Gayotic is a production of HeadGum.
Created and hosted by us, the band Muna, but mostly we're known as the famous podcasters from the podcast Gayotic.
Our producer is Anya Kanovskaya.
And our associate producer is Ali Khan.
If you want to prove that you love us, feel free to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify or wherever people review podcasts. We might even pick your review and talk about it if it's a really good and really nice one.
You can subscribe to Gayotic on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher,
wherever you get your podcasts.
New episodes drop on Hump Day, Wednesday. One of the greatest days of the week, baby.
That's right. We do this regularly because we have fucking discipline.
You're listening to our voices right now, which sound pretty good. But guess what? The face cards don't decline either. So head over to our Instagram at @whereismuna and like one of our photos. I mean, truly any dopamine hit we can get is helpful.
meet you right back here next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.